Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, yes, those inflation numbers came out. Inflation was hotter than they expected, and that will impact whether or not we see any kind of rate cuts anytime soon. What if you're President Joe Biden, he thinks it might delay it about a month or so. Yes. So I guess hang in there, folks. Joe Biden is on the case on that one. But these numbers are not good, and it doesn't really spell relief for the American people. And for the campaign, I know that it's going to have some impact as well. They were not banking, no pun intended, on this. They were banking on the Fed starting to cut the rates. Even Janet Yellen saying, well, maybe we can get it to the twos, but I don't know anybody who thinks it's going to get to 2%. Anytime soon. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two is, I should say hour number three is underway. See how fast it all goes. But hour number three is underway, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, and we will open the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've been getting some great direct messages this morning already, so we sure do appreciate that. All right. Well, without further ado, let's bring in Denise Simon once again. And Denise, yeah, those inflation numbers were not good. And I'm pretty sure that the Biden campaign, the Biden White House, is saying, okay, what next?
No, they're not.
Well, they're not. It's just gonna keep going the way it's going.
They're going to go do some ribbon cuttings on the chip manufacturing or some bridge somewhere or something. But no, they're going to step over this one and keep going. They quit using Bidenomics and Bidenomics again. You ever notice that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, folks, I neglected to mention, of course, founderscode.com is the website for Denise Simon. So you want to head over there and check that out while you're listening here or some other time when you have a free moment. But I'm telling you, Denise, even with the president saying, well, maybe in about a month or it might just delay those cuts by a month or so. I just don't know. The Fed, it would be a nightmare scenario, but, they could eventually say, well, maybe we got to hike these rates again. I think that would be extreme, but it's not necessarily completely unthinkable.
Look, the Fed needs to just sit still, okay? It just needs to sit still and not do anything. The pressure ought to be put on the Biden White House for the LNG ban they've got going and concentrate again on oil and gas. That's the driver. I mean, gasoline went up, the pump would have went up 25 cents here in the last week or so.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, the cost of transportation, not just for we little guys out here, but for the cost of diesel, and I think diesel needs to be especially looked at. There's no reason for diesel to ever be more expensive than gasoline. Right. Therein lies the problem. And this administration is more loyal to all things green agenda than it is to we little voters out here, period, regardless of what side of the aisle you're voting on. That's indeed. Where it is.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, so we're going to see. I mean, people are going to continue to have a lot of problems as a result of this. And the campaign, I think, like you said, they'll have to try to come up with something else here. And that something else will most likely be abortion, as we've been talking about over the last few nights. But getting back to this possible missile attack, large-scale attack is what it's being referred to as.
you know, once that happens, and as you mentioned right before the top of the hour, Denise, once that happened, or I should say the American official that actually went over to Israel, a lot of this can be unprecedented, but once that missile attack happens, you know, Israel's going to strike back, and more than likely at these nuclear facilities, et cetera.
Yes. But I think that in a lot of ways that Israel is going to go on the offensive before it has to be in a defensive posture. So I think that they have probably looked at history, looked at what friends they do have, looked at what operatives they can put in Iran. They have been given some missions. So I believe that they are collecting right now many pieces of intelligence that they possibly can. And, you know, we've got a whole cadre of people in Cairo talking about the ceasefire and the hostage swap and all this other nonsense. Well, interestingly enough, even the New York Times, it took them 2 days to say it, Hamas said it did not have 40 hostages who met the criteria for a swap under a ceasefire deal, raising fears that more may be dead than believed.
Wow.
Well, duh.
Yeah, yeah. And the criteria, part of that criteria would be living, you know, and you, so they have, you know, the world should be outraged about this. You know, we hear about the outrage of the terrible mistake that was made with the food, with the, those who are bringing food to the Palestinians. But this is really outrageous in the sense that
I'm not convinced that was a mistake.
Really? Very interesting.
Well, we know what Hamas does. They put their operatives inside of aid vehicles, and that includes ambulances, to move people, to move hostages, to move certain things. And the one that was getting the most attention was the World Kitchen
right.
place. Okay? So I'm not completely sure that that was a mistake. There could have been some operatives in that vehicle.
Wow. Well, that is, obviously, that would be a very, very big, big story, no doubt. Denise, stay right there. We're going to have a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue telling you what's happening over in Israel and what the ramifications are when it really does hit the fan, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing to race through and rocket through the Thursday edition. We've got a lot to talk about, and I'll tell you this, at McDonald's, right, they've got this this deal that's going viral, $25 basically for a 40-piece nugget set with two large fries. Someone is saying, the story mentions some quote from a customer says, you couldn't even throw in a Sprite for $25. That seems like a lot, doesn't it? And we'll ask Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. $25, does that sound like a deal at McDonald's?
Well, you know, if you even try and buy a Sprite or buy a 7-Up, that into itself is hard. It's like, where did those two drinks go? So, you know, I asked my husband the other day, I said, whatever happened to Sprite and 7-Up? So it may be that part of the cost is trying to track down a Sprite to start with.
Yeah, they'll justify it probably anyway, but, you know, it just...
What are you going to do? I mean, you know, I mean, this is what the Democrats have done to small business and to corporations. I mean, it isn't, I mean, I'm not going to blame McDonald's. You know, they keep harping on food service and, you know, I got to tell you that, you know, food service has been in trouble for quite some time under this administration. You know, what are they doing? They're pushing plant beef or plant meats.
The plant meat.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't think you can call it meat, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, the article went on to say that 10 years ago, the average price of a 10-piece meal, or 10-piece McNugget meal, was $5.99, and now it's $10.99. So things are just keep going up. But just recently, and you're right, you know, what are these restaurants supposed to do, Denise? They can't, you know, they have to buy the supplies and pay their workers, and if you're in California, now you're paying them $20 an hour no matter what.
Precisely. And let's not forget that they have to get their food from their suppliers in refrigerated trucks. So, you know, that adds a not only is it a diesel cost, but it's a refrigerated truck. So those are a little bit more expensive.
Right. Indeed. Indeed. Well, you know, getting back to what's happening in the Middle East, the Biden administration, the Netanyahu government, they're not really on the best of terms these days.
Biden, not at all.
Yeah, Biden has to try to placate these different groups in this country, evidently, for votes. And, you know, let's just say, I mean, God forbid there is a large-scale something happens between Iran and Israel. You know, where is the Biden administration really going to come down in this? I mean, are they going to begrudgingly help a little bit, or is it really ironclad the way Joe Biden said that it's supposed to be?
No, it's not ironclad. It's not ironclad in the least. We're doing enough to make it look like we're, you know, supporting Israel. But when you get right down to this, the Democrats have never supported Israel when you get right down to it. You can't have split loyalties with Israel and do what was done under the Obama administration with the Iran nuclear deal, with the billions of dollars that we gave to Iran. You can't do it.
Yeah.
So, no, this is where we are.
Well, indeed. So, the reason I even asked the question like that is because, you know, when something big happens, you know, where there's going to be some kind of reaction to that, you know, and one would think it would be like, okay, we're in for the long haul. It's kind of like, you know, Biden has so much more of a support for Ukraine than he ever would have for Israel, it seems like. So,
but that too is not the case. You know, Brett Baer had on, you know, whatever he calls it on Tuesdays. I guess it was Tuesday. You know, a Democrat and a Republican senator. And the Republican senator came out and said, do you understand that this aid for Ukraine, 64% of it is to rebuild our military, our military, not Ukraine's? So I actually heard the number was higher than that. But it includes, by the way, I think building six of the most high-tech submarines that we have ever had. So
wow.
The money isn't going to Ukraine.
Right.
Ukraine, by the way, is out of air defense. They have none. Zero. They're finished. So they got absolutely killed, and I literally killed yesterday. Because of a lack of air defense.
Well, and that's I'm glad you brought that up, because it seems to me, and I know I've mentioned this before, we talked about it on the program, I'm sure, but why not give enough to actually win this thing? It keeps feeling like it's at a subsistence level for this war, and as opposed to overwhelming it and saying, okay, now it's won, the war's over, and Putin go back to Moscow.
Well, what do you suppose that China is thinking, especially China, is thinking with this administration on their fair-weatheredness when it comes to Israel and when it comes to Ukraine? What do you think they're thinking?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're sizing it up. Absolutely.
Especially when, whether you like Christopher Wray or not, the one thing he's absolutely getting right is all things China. So he was on the Hill. He was giving a talk yesterday. and he's given testimony many times. He said, we are absolutely getting creamed right now, more than he could ever have projected by China. So you have to wonder, is any of his reporting and any of his evidence even getting into a presidential daily briefing such that it goes to this White House?
Well, it may go to the White House, but they're going to pick and choose. Yeah, and because it doesn't seem like Biden knows all the different kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't want to get derailed here, but I mean, he said, well, the inflation numbers may delay a rate cut by about a month or so. I mean, what planet is he living on?
Well, isn't it fascinating that there's a lot of people out there that are trying to kick this president in the shins and say, dude, pay attention. Now, you had the premier or the president of Japan in the White House yesterday. And the reason he even came to the United States is not because of trade and not because of, you know, reaffirming our relationship and blah, 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 blah. It's China.
Yeah.
So they're sounding the clarion call here. You got to wonder, you know, are we going to get serious on any of this with this president? And I just don't think so. We're not being protected.
Well, you mentioned FBI Director Wray. He talked about China could be poised to attack the U.S., but he also talked about Russia maybe going after underground, the underwater cables, things like that, just like we've seen with the Houthis to some degree, too, as I recall.
Well, it is underground, underwater.
Yeah, underwater cables.
Cables is a scary thing, ladies and gentlemen, because that is where we are. We have communications, serious communications, with our entire infrastructure with the world. So, If you don't destroy those cables, are you putting technologies on top of those cables, to siphon off what is being transmitted?
Yeah, that's splicing in, for lack of a better term.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry about the text I was getting. I sent my son's a group text yesterday, and I said, who's going to win this fight, Mike Tyson or Jake?
I can't think of his name either, to be honest.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And so they're both saying Tyson. So that was the response. My older son just got up to go to work and he saw the text. So both saying Tyson, gentlemen.
Well, I tell you what, stay right there because we're going to win as we come back from the break. We've got some callers hanging on already. Denise is going to stay with us right here. FoundersCode.com is the website for Denise. And folks, we are coming right back. Stay right there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know, folks, one of the great things about this program that, well, you know, we feel here at the show is that you're not hearing this kind of stuff in different parts of the radio land overnight in America. So we're happy about that. We hope that you are, too. Glad that you're along with us here this morning, whatever you're doing, whatever walk of life you're coming from, whatever job you're doing, or if you're up early in the early hours of the morning across America talking about news and politics with us. We're glad that you are there. 949-822-7959 is the number. We've got some callers hanging on the line. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we've also got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone lines because they're lighting up like a Christmas tree. We're going to start with James in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, James. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, guys. You know me, I see the big picture more than anything else, cruising up here at 30,000 feet. And I think there's two things that can be addressed. One is this whole global warming, end-of-the-world nonsense. You get rid of it within a week. And the other thing is that bridge. First of all, I say it's time we say, okay, you're right. We're doing too much damage to the economy, to the environment. And we're going to agree, you already shut off all the stuff that's going over to Europe. I think we're going to help you out and do the same thing here. There's this big gas pipeline that goes from Texas all the way up to the East Coast and Northeast. And I think, well, we're going to buy into your program. We're going to shut that off. And we'll see how long that lasts. And if they have to open it up for them, well, what do you know? The whole thing comes down like a deck of cards. As far as the bridge goes, Corps of Engineers would do a great job. They got some awesome engineers. and they're getting rid of the crap that's kind of holding things up. But I say from now on, you turn to the CDs because they're good at doing anything but just about whatever's around.
Yeah.
Have them put in a pontoon bridge with a center span that'll pivot and have the tugs open and close it. I bet they would have something up in about 3 months until the larger superstructure can be built.
Interesting.
What do you think of both of those?
Yeah. You never, I mean, yeah, I mean, anything's possible, you know, with enough determination. What do you think, Denise?
I'm with them. And I actually said much of that. I didn't say a pontoon bridge. I actually said using barges because, you know, you can do that. I mean, we've done that in the military going all the way back to World War II, if not before. I don't care about the bridge right now. I care about the port, and I care about movement. So the bridge to me is secondary. Let's get things moving again.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are finally taking some containers off of that, off of the dolly, and they are having to cut up pieces of the collapsed bridge in order to get that out of the channel. But, I'm fine with that. They're clearing that whole thing out to get the channel open and the port open again. That's where the concentration needs to be. I really don't care about the bridge. If it takes 10 years to build the bridge, I don't care. I want movement. Mm-hmm. I want movement of goods.
Indeed. Well, James in Clearwater, we appreciate the call very, very much.
What about the cutting off the gas to the northeast for a while?
Yeah, see how this administration, you know, they're against oil, and they're against gas, they're against coal. So, you know, we're all supposed to live on.
It sounds like I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but I'm serious. Let's do it.
I understand. They want us to live on garbanzo beans and alfalfa sprouts. So,
yeah. But James, thanks for the call very, very much. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Take care. All right, James in Clearwater, let's head over. We got John in Sarasota giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, folks. I wanted to just add a couple quick comments as far as Denise saying that the Democrats have never supported Israel. Total agreement. The Democrats have never supported the United States.
True enough. Touché.
The second thing would be, I think I could be corrected if I'm wrong, but it's an opinion. I think that over the years, it's an illusion that Israel really needs anything at this point from the United States. I think Israel is pretty capable of defending itself and, doesn't really need us to babysit and tell them what they should do and what not to do, which I think is a good part on a good idea with Netanyahu. Not pow-powing to the whimsies of Chuck Schumer or the rest of these people. And my last comment would be, how can we ever take anything that Joe Biden says in reality? I mean, if you think about it, how can you ever listen to this man and expect to be told anything of value? It would be as if the lunatics in the asylum were diagnosing psychiatrists. And to be told by Johnny Yellen that the economy is pumping on all cylinders, I think she's a few cylinders short of a.
Yeah. Well, that's just talk about propaganda. That's just the messaging. It's go out there and tell people, you know, don't believe what's really happening. That was her job, I think.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, you have people. Oh, by the way, Denise, I think Mike Tyson, that fight you were looking for is Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper. I think he's going in the ring with Jake Tapper, if I'm not mistaken.
That's not good for him.
with that being said, You know, it's at a point. The whole thing's an illusion. I mean, when you have people like The View and you have people speaking out like this, I don't understand who lives in this country that is coming out of under a manhole cover to believe any of it. And, you know, your first call of Kyle talking about treason, I mean, this country was built on the breaking away from the monarchy, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Benedict Arnold and all that. I don't know. November's going to be a heck of a month.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thanks, John. We appreciate the call very much. Take care. We'll
talk
again soon.
Thank you, folks. Keep the faith.
You too. John in Sarasota, everybody. All right. Folks, batting cleanup this morning is Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're batting cleanup this morning. Home run time.
Yes. Almost, anyway. Two questions is, will they take out Biden and insert another candidate? Probably Gavin Newsom, maybe even Michelle Obama.
No.
Second thing. Ukraine into NATO, that's a really bad idea. I think we might need to not drop out of NATO because we don't need to be bound by a possible Article 5 that we really don't need to be forced into a war that we shouldn't even be involved in.
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
Well, Ukraine's not going into NATO anytime soon. They don't meet the threshold yet. They're just putting it out there as kind of a trial balloon. But
I understand. I think we need to get out of NATO because we don't need to be bound by Article 5 because Russia decides to maybe take over Finland or Sweden or some other place. And now they're saying, look, we got to start sending everything over. Well, haven't they seriously attacked them? We can really go over there and do anything?
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, we'll let Denise respond to that. And
at this point, I would look way beyond Russia. You know, we need to be paying attention to what other countries could actually do to us and not Poland or, you know, Eastern Europe, what they can do to us. You know, understand
we
that
need to take
we have
care
got
of here at
tens
home.
Of thousands of I would say, Chinese operatives that are coming across our southern border. What are they about to do? Could they actually be taking out one of our oil pipelines?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it goes way beyond Russia.
It sure does. Well, Backgammon Bob, we appreciate the call very much. We're heading out to break.
We
don't have time. Unfortunately, we're getting ready to head out to break. Okay, real quick. You got about 5 seconds.
Okay, well, one last thing is they're here to, if we get into a fray with China, then those people are here to maybe be a fifth column in the United States.
Yes.
That's what she's talking about, I think, exactly. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Denise, thank you very much. It's been a great, great morning talking with you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back. We got Chris Murkowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So what happened on Wall Street today? We'll tell you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Of course, Thursday edition continues on. And we are having fun. I'll tell you that much here on the program this morning, despite some of these things that we see happening in the world. But we're going to keep going strong this morning. Of course, we got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And Chris, of course, has a website. It's called WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You can head over there, find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and lots of other great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. And we do have Chris Markowski with us right now on the telephone line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, 24 hours ago, we were looking at, well, you know, those CPI numbers are going to come out later this morning. Then they came out, and it was much hotter than they had anticipated, I suppose. And so now everybody's talking about rate cuts again. But what do you make of the super core inflation being high and all these different things that we found out?
I mean, you talk about super core inflation. You know, again, I love how they use all these various different phrases.
Yeah.
I would pose the question, how in the world can the Fed bring down the cost of property taxes, home insurance, car insurance, and all of these things that are whacking Americans upside the head? They can't. I mean, it's nothing the Fed can do in regards to some of these things that are driving inflation much, much higher. And that's, you know, that's part of it. Energy was another, the big issue when it came to this, but across the board, inflation has remained hot. I don't think the Fed has chance in hell, with the spending as it stands in Washington, D.C., getting anything near down to their 2% target. I mean, explain to me how that's possible with all of the billions of dollars that are going out the door on a regular basis. So, I I'm watching all of this stuff. You can watch the Brady Bunch boxes on Fox Business or CNBC, and I have to laugh at them to some degree. I was watching CNBC yesterday, some economist, the professor from the University of Michigan, and this is part of the problem why people are just so dumb when it comes to money. This is a professor. They've done a great job. At least it's better than it was before. But they have a competent group of hosts there, and Becky Quick. It's like, you got to be kidding. In essence, it's basically, got to be kidding me. I mean, she's a mom. She's got kids. She knows what she's paying for groceries and everything along the way. The situation hasn't been good for a very long period of time. So, again, this whole inflation, nonsense, like the Fed's going to be able to get under control, is just silly.
Well, I think you're so right about that. And, you mentioned Janet Yellen, or mentioned the 2%. Well, she was asked, and it's in fact on CNBC, is it going to get down to the 2% goal? And she kind of had to hem and haw a little bit, and finally said, well, it's my expectation. I'm hopeful. She says we can certainly get into the twos. So I don't know. That doesn't sound too confident. But she's out there saying that the economy's firing on all cylinders. I mean, again, this is.
Why are credit card delinquencies so high?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. They talk about the haves and have nots. Yeah, it's firing on all cylinders for many people in this economy. There's no doubt about it. You take a look at, how assets have done and whatnot. If you are, an owner, I mean, that's all well and good. But people looking to make their way in the world and rise up. And that was the beauty of this country, is that, you come here. My grandparents came here from Italy and Poland and were able to make lives for themselves and do better for their kids and so on and so forth. When that hits a wall, America is essentially over. You have to have the upward mobility, and it's real stuck right now based upon many of these costs. I've talked about on my program. I said, if you don't recognize that, a regular, home, starter home for families is unattainable for most. It's seven times people's annual income when it used to be three. Then you're missing the issue here. I mean, these are the issues that need to be dealt with first and foremost. You don't have that ability as far as upward mobility is concerned here in this country. You make it that difficult. We're done. I mean, we're going to have to move towards that socialism, nonsense that doesn't work. But what we've got going on right now is completely unsustainable.
Well, and you mentioned spending too, just a little bit ago, and that also, in and of itself, that is an inflationary trigger. It's not just because fuel is more expensive, although that's a component of it, but when the government spends and spends and spends and creates money out of nothing, well, that deflates the value of the money, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, of course it does. I mean, you're monetizing, the debt. I mean, that's what inflation is that. And I talk about, when I'm managing people's money, the power of compounding and, how compounding can work for you. But compounding can work against you, and inflation compounds against everybody. I always tell people, I said, just do it. Just type it in your little, box on your computer, inflation calculator, and go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And you can figure out, what a dollar was worth 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, and compare it to today and the loss of your purchasing power. And these are government numbers, which means that, they're, in my opinion, they're not nearly as bad enough as they're presenting themselves. They're skewed and they're bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned about managing people's money. We all look at the reports each day, or we hear about the interest rates and so forth, but what do you think people could be doing right now? In other words, is there a particular move that people should be doing or on the lookout for as we go through these next few months? It could be a bit of a roller coaster because it's an election year. And, what should people be doing right now, do you think?
I'm sorry, what do you mean? What should they do?
Well, like should they put their money into a particular investment, or should they, you know.
No, I listen in on a kind of time markets, Kyle. I don't do that. No, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. You're trying to guess, you know, what's going to happen next. It's a plain roulette. Mm-hmm. You know, don't do that. You have to understand and, you know, own quality, and you want to build a portfolio that's resilient, you know, to, you know, basically steal from Taleb, anti-fragile, right? That, you know, no matter what happens, you come out on the other side stronger than you were going in. I don't know what's going to happen over the next, you know, several months. Nobody does. So I don't invest based upon that. I don't build portfolios based upon that.
So that's very interesting, because what you've always talked about is, you said, you know, you're looking at what the company is about and so forth. And that's,
yeah,
it's a little bit more, you know, into the nitty gritty of things, because, but by doing that, it seems to me that that would be a much greater way of having confidence in what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the way you do things. I try to, you know, steal, you know, you talk about a guy, well, everybody's kind of familiar with Warren Buffett. I mean, when, you know, he was, you know, building his positions in the American Express or Coca-Cola, you know, back in the 1990s, you know, he wasn't concerned about, you know, whether or not Bill Clinton was going to win or Bob Dole was going to win, or, you know, it didn't matter to him either way. He was like looking at, you know, the company was buying and the quality of the company and what he saw, you know, 30, 40 years down the road.
Well, indeed. Yeah, that's the long game. And a lot of times it's hard to play the long game because you feel like, no, I've got to get something. And your neighbor down the street says, hey, I got this great thing that's happening. And, you know, but yeah, playing the long game is always better. But talking about a long game, it looks like small business confidence right now is at its lowest point that it's been for about 11 years as we went through March. That's not good. If you're not going to be able to project as a small business owner.
Small business, and again, the main reason behind that is because of their costs and because of inflation. And that's, you know, that's not a good sign for employment either, because that's the major hiring engine. I know, the stories, you know, the big companies get the stories with when they're hiring, whether they're laying off. But the true jobs engine for this country are small businesses, and these are a lot of them startups, you know, companies that are 5 years old and younger. They're the ones that do the bulk of the hiring here in this country. And if they're, you know, not excited about what's going on, if they don't have those, say, quote, end quote, animal spirits, it makes it much more difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Well, Chris Markowski, the time flies by way, way, way too fast. But thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Folks, we're going to come right back. Top of the hour news is next. We're going to get updated on everything. Then we're going to come back. And then we're going to talk about everything, just as we always do, as this Thursday edition continues. I'll warn with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.